What's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, I want to say thank you to everyone who supports the podcast. Tonight's topic, Pillow Talk, the relationship improving power, talking before bed. Plus, my question tonight is, when did we remove sex from the dating equation? So please, do me a favor. Go ahead, sit back and relax. Do what it is that you do, and I'm going to do what I do on my end, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. Okay, so I'm back with the question of the night. What if we remove sex from the dating equation? I came up with this as I reflect and think about certain things that I've gone through in my dating life, or being married, or being in a relationship. I think about certain topics that apply to what it is that I want to talk about. And had I developed this mindset back in the day, I think things would be a little bit different as far as relationships that I've gone through, you know. And it was one of those topics that was kind of interesting, you know. I tried to see what it was like had I eliminated intimacy in most of the relationships I was in, especially when it's early on, you know, like in that phase where you're trying to get to know someone. You spend so much time sleeping together that you're missing out on something as far as something small as a woman might like roses, but she like yellow roses instead of red roses, you know? So you buy some roses and she's looking at you like, I know we had a conversation, but were we that wrapped up into each other? Were we that intimate that you didn't understand that I don't like red roses? I had a bad experience with red roses, so you bought me red roses knowing that I like yellow roses, or forgetting that I like yellow roses. So when you are fucking or screwing or having sex in the first 48, well, not the first 48, but if it's like beyond the one night stand, if it's 2 days after meeting each other, or 4 or 5 days after meeting each other, you're gonna miss something as far as really getting to know the person, because the sex takes over. Especially if it's good, if the booty is good, you're gonna miss a lot, because the only thing you're gonna think about is the time you see each other, the time you break away from each other, go to work or do your usual, you know, shit that you do throughout a day, you know, when you're not in the bed. And when you get off work, or when you get through doing what it is that you do, your mind go back to fucking again. So you're missing a lot of quality information or tidbits or tips that can probably make you have a good, strong relationship. In today's world, dating seemed like a numbers game. The more people you date, the better chance of finding love. That's the mentality. If I date this person, if I date that person, then eventually I'm going to find love. But what if we took sex out of the equation? Would dating be better or worse? For many of us, sex is a key factor in our dating life. It's a major source of pleasure, excitement, and connection. With all the talk of the hookup culture and the rise of dating apps, I mean, there's so many dating apps. I know when I first got here, I think it was like maybe two. One was the Atlanta Journal Constitution. They had like a little dating thing up in there. say, I'm not sure if it was Black Planet, 98, 99. I'm not sure, but it wasn't that many dating apps. Now it's bukus and bukus of dating apps. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with a little casual sex. But I can't help but wonder what would happen if the thought of eliminating sex from the dating equation altogether would benefit some people. Now, I'm not including myself. I don't have my little dating spell. So, you know, right now, I'm just kind of like, whatever. But when I look at younger people or people who are getting divorced and ready to, you know, embark on another relationship, are they missing something? Are they forgetting the pillars of dating? Getting to know each other, spending quality time outside the bedroom, getting to know likes and dislikes. Is that like something that you're not interested in, or you just don't care? So what happens if we remove sex from the dating equation? Number one, we focus on other things. Because if you remove the intimacy, it forces you to focus on things, like I just said, that you may miss on. You have to get to know someone before jumping in the bed with them. You have to actually go on dates and plan get-togethers and sit down and communicate, because that's going to add to the sex being better, getting better. That's going to add to the relationship becoming stronger. And then when you put the sex in there, everything becomes a complete situation for both parties. Number two, you become less shallow. Okay, let's be honest. We all have that thing where we are kind of shallow when it comes to shit. Not only when it comes to dating, just period. In this new generation, I think selfishness, being shallow, being conceited, they have risen to the top of who people are. You know, that thing of being compassionate, thing of being giving yourself, sacrificing yourself, that's a thing of the past. It's all about, you know, what I need, what I can get. And if you're not getting it for me or doing it for me, I'm gonna find the next person who will. But see, the thing is, there's so many people who will give you everything you want that you won't realize that because you didn't get it from the last person, you could have missed out on your spouse, on your future spouse, had you been patient. A lot of people don't think like that. We all have our list of must-haves and deal breakers. But if we take away sex, if we take away sex from the getting to know phase, it makes you look at what else is involved or what else comes with getting to know that person. And I think when you're not being shallow, when you are the right mind, then you're not gonna judge somebody on their physical appearance. You're going to judge them on their personality, who they are as a person, who they are when they not being intimate with you. Number three, you get to know yourself, ourselves. We get to know ourselves or yourself better. Without sex to occupy our time, we have to focus on other things. We have to get to know ourselves better. We have to learn how to be happy without someone else. Because it's the old cliche. You came into this world, you're going to die alone. Well, you're going to leave the world alone. You may die, you have people around. But sometimes you just got to, like, have that moment of time for yourself. Pull away from the intimacy, the being physical. Get to know you. Find yourself again. Tap into who you are as a person. How can you make yourself better for the person that you're trying to pursue or you're interested in? Number four, you're less likely to settle. By moving away from it, by removing sex from the equation, you'll be less likely to settle. You'll be more likely to wait for someone who truly, let me say that again, who truly, one more time for your mind, who truly meets your needs and not just your physical needs. Everything that encompasses you. That person understands you. That person wants to love you, take care of you, wants to be there, wants to make sure that your day is going good. Not because they have to, but because they want to. Number five, you might actually find true love without giving up some booty that will probably cloud your judgment. You might be able to find that one true love. Might be able to be with someone who truly connects with you on a more deeper level. And I think this would undoubtedly change the way we approach dating. We'll probably start seeing it as more of a process and less of a game. We'll probably be less likely to play games with each other, mind games, you know, stupid ass tricks. And actually try to get to know each other. And may have a long-term relationship. Now, of course, there's some downsides to this approach as well. For one, it may be harder to find someone to date. You may no longer have the physical components to help narrow down your options. You would probably be more careful about who you date without the physical component. It will be easier to get emotionally attached to someone without really knowing. Overall, I think removing sex from the dating equation would be a good thing. It forces you to focus on more things that really matters in the relationship and less on the physical aspects. It will also make you more likely to have a healthier relationship. So what do you think? Will removing sex from the dating equation be a good thing or a bad thing? And on that note, I'll be right back with the question, with the topic of the night. Okay, so I'm back with my topic of the night, which is pillow talk, the power of talking before bed. When I say pillow talk, It's various forms of it. And one of the most common form of pillow talk is gossiping. Now, I'm not talking about it. I'm not saying that I haven't done it. You know what I'm saying? But it's not where I'm going with this topic. But I do want to touch on it a little bit, because sometimes you got to make sure you got a partner who understands. Look, if I tell you something, keep that shit between yourself. Don't be blabbing or letting shit come out your mouth that we talked about in the bed. I have been on both ends of the fence with this one. I've told somebody something, and I'd be damned if she didn't say something to my homeboy's girlfriend. And so he's standing there looking at me like, she didn't come out and say word for word, But it was enough for him to figure out it came from me. And I was like, oh my God. So when I got a call, like, how could you, you know, I thought we kept that between. You didn't say, oh, are you serious? I didn't say. So from that point on, this was like 30 years ago. So I've been very, you know, cautious about who I talk to when I'm, you know, laying next to them. You know what I'm saying? I got to know 100% that you're the type of person who, if I say something to, or if you say something to me, you feel comfortable enough to know that I'm not going to say nothing. That shit stays with me until I go to the grave with the million, the other million, 233,000 million secrets I got in my head. You know, everybody don't get the fact that they're supposed to shut the fuck up if you tell them something. But I'm talking about the pillow talk where you understand the importance of communication and relationship. Because we sometimes forget that the little thing will make a big difference. And one of those things is pillow talk. Because you know how long that you've been slaving on somebody's job. You've been dealing with unruly people. Traffic. Bills. Whatever else that may issue or that may be something that you just constantly got to deal with. So at the end of your long, hard day, and if you're in a relationship, even if you're not, because there are times I've been single and I just want to be with someone, not just to be sleeping with them, but just to talk or to listen to them until I fell asleep. So it goes both ways. Even if you're single or if you're in a relationship, sometimes you just want to end that day. Most of the time, you want to end that day with someone next to you. And there are going to be times where you may have a conversation. There may be something that happened at work, and you just got to tell your people. You got to say, babe, guess what? You ain't going to believe this shit. And on the flip side, she's going to be like, you know, Stephanie, you know that so-and-so, that so-and-so. And you may have heard it 100 times, but each time it sounds good coming from the one you love. So I think people have lost sight on how little things matter. And pillow talking to me is a little thing. Because it's not always something we always do. It's not common. You know, I know a lot of married people do it. You know, but I think people who are just hopping in and hopping out of bed together, they might, but it's not as frequent when it comes to a steady relationship or a marriage. That's just my opinion. I may be wrong. Pillow talk is a conversation you have right before bed and you go to sleep. It's about anything. But it's that time where you connect with your partner and just share your day. Some people might think that pillow talk is pointless. I know a lot of cats. When you mention, like, man, I don't want to hear her talk. I'm just there to get what I need from her and, you know, shut the fuck up. And I guess that works for them, you know what I'm saying? And I guess everybody have that moment, you know? I know, because there have been times when, you know, I'm like laying there like, God damn, she killing this erection I got, you know? With that yapping. And sometimes, you know, I would try to, you know, close her mouth, for lack of a better word. You know, I would, like, try to make her shut up, you know. And there have been a couple of times people kept on talking. I'm like, okay, you know, if this doesn't show you that I need you to shut up, then I don't know what else to do, because you know, I'm putting it right there in your mouth for you to be quiet, you know. So, but I think it's actually powerful. I think pillow talking is a very powerful thing that a couple can do. Because it creates a bond. It's that time for you to bond with your partner and build intimacy without being, without the penetration. Because the buildup is just as good as the penetration. Sometimes even better. Plus, it's a great way to resolve any issues that you may be having. I think we all heard the saying that couples who communicate well stay together. And while this may be true, research suggests that couples who talk before bed tend to be happier and more, happier with a more fulfilling relationship. One of the reasons why I think pillow talk is a powerful tool to improve your relationship is it's that time to connect. It's a thing where we, in our busy lives, find that it can be hard trying to really connect with our partners. But when we're lying in bed together, we let our guards down and we really are able to, become as one. Just really get to know you, not so much know each other, but just get to, express what's going on with us, share something where we probably couldn't share, probably when both of us were at work or, had something going on, we just couldn't pull away from it. So when you're in the bed together, when you're in that solitude, that sanctuary, then you're able to kind of say exactly what it is that's on your mind and just let everything, just release everything. Release all that you've been wanting to say and just have that moment because you're not in a rush, you're not trying to get away from each other. You're just trying to lay there, enjoy each other, listen to each other, talk to each other, communicate, and have some sense of happiness. You know what I'm saying? Number two, it's a time to talk about your day. Like I said earlier, you can share the highlights and the low, the low parts of your day and just kind of like release everything that's been on your mind. Number three, it's a time to talk about your feelings. We all have feelings, and it's important to share them with our partner. Pillow talk is a great time to do this because we can express our feelings without being interrupted. Four, it's a time to talk about your needs. Look here, I'm gonna need you to tighten up. I'm gonna need you to give me a little bit more. We're gonna need to do something else because right now I feel like my needs aren't being met. My needs are not being met. So it's important that I communicate this to you. I'm coming to you and say, look, you slack. Satisfied. So I'm coming to you first because sometimes you can go to your partner and say, look, I need us to increase our sexual activity. And they may take it as, look, are you a sex addict? Are you a sex fiend? Look, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now I done talked to you. We done had this conversation. So I'm not going to come back and talk to you. So what does that mean? What you thinking me? I done talked to you, so if I talk to someone else, then whatever happens, happens. And I know that's setting up for a potential problem. But you're also being honest. You're also saying, look, I have needs. I have desires. I'm laying next to you every night. All I gotta do is listen to your mouth and you go to sleep and I'm laying here with a heart and you ain't taking care. But a co-worker keep telling me I'm looking good. Or the girl at the gas station keep asking me, do I want to go out to karaoke? Now yes, we might end up at karaoke, we might begin at karaoke, but we're gonna end up somewhere else. She's gonna be singing because I'm not getting what it is that I know. And I can't understand why when you're honest like that, that's a problem. But if you cheat, well, you're not communicating. Yes, I did. I did communicate my needs to you. You didn't hear me, or you didn't think that I was going to step out there. And I know I'm going long on this particular one, but this is one that I've seen, I've heard about, I've experienced. And a lot of people take for granted that this is real. This is a lot of cheating. Now, you know, I'm going to take that back, because I can't speak with everybody. Now, as for me, it happened a couple of times where I made it known, look, I got needs. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Okay. So, that happens. That is common in relationships. And that's why it's important that you have those pillow talks so you can drive it through that person's head. Look, I'm coming to you. I'm being honest with you. You're not fulfilling me. So, what happened next? Don't be crying talking about you can't believe this happened. Because I'm going to hit you back with the, well, we had the conversation, but you fell asleep, or you were just too tired, or you just didn't think I was serious about what it was I needed. All right, number 5, it builds intimacy. Pillow talk is a great way to build intimacy with your partner. You share your thoughts, your feelings, and you really get to know them on a deeper level, and you get to explore a little bit more. Because if you're talking to your partner and sharing what it is that you like, doing that pillow talking time session, guess what? They might go ahead and start performing what it is that you like right there, that as soon as you get through saying it. So it's best, it's good to have a conversation about your needs and building intimacy. So you have to really understand that the pillow talk is like the appetizer. It's like the starting of the foundation. Because if you can have great pillow talk, then you're going to be able to have excellent conversations. You're going to be able to understand each other a little bit more. Because the intimacy that comes with having, the intimacy that comes from pillow talking will make you want to do more for your partner, will make you want to have a stronger bond, because they felt close enough to you to share what it is that they need and what they want. And they came to you, and they came to you in a moment that was intimate. And what's more intimate than a bedroom with two people who are into each other and just having a moment of peace, not being bogged down with work or kids crying or, you know, situations that's not meaningful at that moment in time. So it's important that you understand that pillow talk is needed. And sometimes you may have to force someone to say, you know, you may have to force someone to have those moments with you. But then if it becomes a thing where you have to constantly force them, then you might need to check them and say, look, this is not what you want to do. You need to let me know, because this is the sign that I'm getting, that you're not interested, you're not hearing what I'm saying. And this goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, I was going off on. It's important. Communication, and I've said this 100 times, but communication will save a relationship quicker than you think. And I'm talking about any form of communication. If it's bad communication, it can turn into good communication. If it's misunderstood communication, it can turn into better understood communication. It's imperative. It is fucking imperative that you communicate with your partner what it is that you need, want, desire, and gotta have. And what best place to do that than in the bed with 2, 3, 4, 5 fluffy pillows up on your head? You're looking at your partner, and they smelling good, they looking good, and you looking good, and y'all just enjoying each other. The small things leads to the large, huge, great things. It's no secret that communication is key to a happy, healthy relationship. Well, what you may not know is that pillow talk can actually be a powerful tool for improving your relationship. By taking the time to talk to your partner before bed, you resolve conflict. You share your deepest thoughts and feelings, and you connect on a much, much deeper level. So the next time you feel disconnected from your partner, try engaging some pillow talk before bed. It just might be the key to a happier relationship. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast. I want to say thank you to the new listeners. I got a message the other day saying I was doing pretty good on the podcast, and you know, I really appreciate that. You know, I'm still thankful that I get a chance to do what it is that I want to do. A lot of times, people don't want to be open or scared. I'm glad I don't have that feeling, because this right here, it helps me. You know what I'm saying? This helps me mentally, emotionally, and somewhat sexually. You know? So to be able to sit down and talk, have people listen. that shit is still crazy, but I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. So please continue to like, share, subscribe to the podcast. If anybody need any podcast cover work designs, hit me up. The book, still working on it. My first book, Heart Seduction, is out. It's a little small ebook, but hey, it's my first time publishing a book, and I'm proud. You know what I'm saying? I accomplished a goal, I accomplished a dream, and now if I can get this other book out the door, then I'm going to be a whole lot better. I'm going to feel a whole lot better, but it's coming. So, anybody got any questions or anything they want to say, any disputes, you don't like what I said, leave me an email at gmail.com. I'm sorry. He speaks to Rodney at gmail.com. I don't have no problem having conversations. I have no problems talking about anything, as long as you respect me. And what else? Got a event coming up on Saturday. Excited about that. And I got some other things that has been looking good for me. But this podcast definitely is it's growing, and I'm going to do whatever I can to continue to keep it going. Oh, yeah. If there's anything you want me to talk about, you can let me know. I'm not going to talk about certain subjects. I'll never talk about kids, and I'll never talk about homosexuality, and I'll never talk about people doing certain things. I just don't think that's cool to talk about. But other than that, I'm an open book. You know, anybody who has dated me, please understand. A lot of times, I'm not talking about you. Okay, I'm tired of the questions or the inquiries. You know, because I say something, they just automatically think, "Hey, it's them." But seriously. It ain't that serious, you know what I mean? But, you know, just thank you for the support. And I hope everybody have a good night. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.